The argument before the Supreme Court was over the Granite Reliable Wind Farm, most of which is in Millsfield. In 2008, Coos County's three commissioners settled on $113 million as the basis for a payment in lieu of taxes. But in 2012, when the wind farm began operating, the state's Department of Revenue Administration concluded the wind farm was really worth about double that. And tiny Millsfield suddenly owed about $800,000 to the state. The Coos County commissioners claimed that wasn't fair because a DRA employee provided the $113 million figure. That started the dispute, which wound up before the Supreme Court. The court ruled it was wrong for the commissioners to use the $113 million figure because the DRA official mentioned it, quote, briefly and informally. That conclusion supports critics who say the commissioners should have done more research. However, there was a victory for Coos County. The court ruled state officials were wrong when they refused to tell the county how they came up with the new $228 million value. That information must now be provided. The case now goes back to the state's Board of Land and Tax Appeals, leaving Millsfield in a kind of tax limbo. But Governor Hassan could solve Millsfield's problem if she signs House Bill 1590. It would lock the value of the wind farm at the original amount. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.